Hi, Alex. How are you?
Oh, good. Thanks, mate. Thank you for joining us this morning. So, first of all, what are some of the major climate effects that Australian farmers are seeing?
Massive variability in the climate. And I guess that, you know, you mentioned global warming, and absolutely the trend is towards a warmer climate. But within that trend, the extreme weather events that are happening more frequently are what is making the agricultural production environment extremely difficult. So while a warming trend means more droughts, more frequently in between those drought periods, the occurrence of severe frost events, floods, all sorts of other extreme weather events really making agricultural production very difficult.
So what have farmers been doing so far to try to cope with these?
They've been doing a lot, and I think this gets underplayed a little bit, just how much work has gone into changing farming practice to both deal with the impact of climate change but also to mitigate the causes and to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions coming out of agriculture. Agriculture is one of the only sectors that has actually reduced greenhouse gas emissions from 2000 to 2018. And the sorts of things that they're doing that are happening across the industry, in the pastoral industries, just putting in lots more water points and controlling the way that cattle are using pastures so that they're using it more efficiently and they don't emit as much methane as a result. In cropping industries, being more judicious with fertiliser applications, more precise application of fertiliser to the crop as it needs it. There's a whole range of innovative science and techniques that are being used to reduce emissions, which, you know, has all of those things which mitigate against the causes are also good practice for adapting to the impact at the same time.
Your recent climate change research report said that the impacts of changing climate are seen to be everyone's problem but nobody's responsibility. So who do you think the responsibility should fall on?
So, look, it's obviously a responsibility of the entire community because it impacts the entire community. Now, farmers have just been getting on with making changes to because they have to, because if they don't, then they go out of business because of the variation in productivity that they're seeing. There is a point, however, where the changes that continue to need to be made become incrementally more expensive and more difficult to implement. And that was what a lot of the discussion at our conference last week was around, was what, you know, what sort of programs can be put in place, what sort of responsibility is there from the community through the government to put programs in place that take that next step in terms of environmental stewardship, in terms of payment systems, which allow farmers and farm businesses to go beyond simple productivity improvements into delivering ecosystem services that continue to help to mitigate against the causes of climate change.
So you mentioned like a payment service, but what other measures would you suggest that could be put in place to ensure the future of Australia's agricultural industry?
So when I say payment service, I want to make it very clear that it isn't just about, you know, it's about facilitating the development of markets, so carbon markets, payments that basically reflect the fact and provide reward to storing, pulling carbon out of the atmosphere and storing it either in the soil or in plants or, you know, however it can be done to help with mitigating the cause of climate change. And there's already some practices and some, so the Emissions Reduction Fund, which is a fund from the federal government, has some methodologies in place which allow those sorts of payments to be made, but there needs to be a lot more because there's all sorts of ways that farming practice can help with that sequestration of carbon. So continuing to develop methodologies which reflect that and provide entry into carbon markets so that farm businesses can participate in those markets to sequester carbon.
Richard, we've got time for one more quick question. If things stay as they are, what's your prediction for the agricultural industry?
More and more difficult. simple as that. The variability is just going to become more extreme, and business as usual farming practice is just going to become very difficult.
Would it be a stretch to say that the days for the industry are numbered if nothing changes?
No, I think that's taking it too far, because we have always adapted and we will continue to adapt. But just the way that we adapt and who is able to adapt is where the changes, where it will become difficult, because it will only be the extremely large businesses that are able to, self-insure essentially against the impacts of climate change that will be able to continue. So, it's really important to have the diversity of agricultural businesses, that there are systems in place that reflect good practice and allow all those different types of businesses to continue to participate.
Richard, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Alex.